Well, greetings once again, Lenten pilgrims. This is Pastor Bob, and behind me you can hear the monks getting their voices warmed up for today's recording. I want to begin today with an announcement about tomorrow, Sunday, the 29th of March, the fifth Sunday of Lent, the last Sunday before Holy Week. Next Sunday is Palm Sunday. And I've been doing a lot of thinking and praying about this and want to let you know that on Sunday morning from 10 to 11 a.m., myself, Ed Caller, Amy, maybe a couple other people will be on the grounds of the church, outside the church, to be there for you to walk by or drive up and come by to receive a communion cup, a communion cracker, a little chalice that will hold those two things, a heart that our kids have made so you can post on your window or door, and a two-week Bible reading plan to get you from Sunday to Easter. We do not want you to congregate. We are not having a service. We don't want this to be any less restrictive than anything you might have already been doing. We want it to be more restrictive. We will be gloved and masked, I can assure you. And I'm going to send out a video announcement on this later today. So be looking for that, and I'll kind of explain in more detail how careful we're going to be. The plastic cups will come from sealed boxes that have never been opened, and the wafers, the same thing, from boxes that have not been opened. The chalices, the little wooden chalices that we're giving you, are from olive wood from the Holy Land, and they have been sealed in the package they came in. And we will not be pouring juice. That'll be up to you. So it's a chance to get up on Sunday and say, you know what, we're going to go to church today. We're not going to hang out. We're not going to sit through one of those great 45-minute sermons, but we're going to go, and we're going to show ourselves, and we're going to have church Sunday. That's what I'm trying to say, remembering that church isn't the building. It's the body of Christ, and that's who we are. So let's begin our devotion for today and be looking for that video announcement, or text me or call me if you have any questions at all. It is Saturday. It's day 28 of our Lenten journey together. And we're going to go back to Brian Zahn's devotional, the Unvarnished Jesus, for today's devotion. And this is called Simon of Cyrene Carries Jesus' Cross. I wonder if you know this character, Simon of Cyrene. I often thought if I was ever going to appear somewhere in the gospel, it would probably be something like this. And I hope I would have the intestinal fortitude, the spiritual strength, and the physical ability to do what Simon did in his one verse in the Bible. It's from Mark chapter 15, verse 21. Mark 15, verse 21. You can look it up. It simply says this: a certain man from Cyrene, Simon, the father of Alexander and Rufus, was passing by on his way in from the country, and they forced him to carry the cross. Well, that reading today is only one verse, but it contains an enormous message. When Jesus came to the end of his strength, there was someone there to carry his cross for him. As Jesus faltered under the load of the cross, Simon of Cyrene was given the supreme honor of carrying that cross for him. Mark tells his readers that Simon, a Jewish Passover pilgrim from North Africa, is the father of Alexander and Rufus. Just so happens, Alexander and Rufus were bishops in the first century church. And so presumably, Simon himself, the one who had carried Jesus' cross to Golgotha, became a believer. I like to think about Simon of Cyrene worshiping in one of the first century house churches, and his fellow believers whispering to one another, "The cross bearer is here. The one who carried the cross for him is here." Can you imagine meeting the man who carried Jesus' cross? From the story of Simon of Cyrene, we are reminded that there are limits to what we can bear. But when we reach those limits, God will send someone to help. David was a great hero who killed Goliath, but there was a giant David couldn't kill. When Ishbi-Benob, the brother of Goliath, was about to kill David because the king had grown weary in battle, Abishai came to David's rescue and slew the giant. Did you know that? Elijah was the mighty man of God who called down fire from heaven and prevailed in his contest with the 400 prophets of Baal. But when the prophet fled from Jezebel and was depressed, curled up in a fetal position under a broom tree, praying to die, God arranged for Elisha to become his companion and to share his prophetic mantle. Did you know that? Well, you know this one. When Jesus Christ, the Son of God, reached his limit and could carry his cross no more, there was Simon of Cyrene to carry it for him. You know, some days we can slay Goliath with a slingshot. Some days we can't. Some days we can call down fire from heaven. Some days we're curled up under the broom tree. Some days we can handle anything, and some days it's all too much. That's when we need someone to help us. There was a giant David couldn't kill, so Abishai did it for him. There was a trial Elijah couldn't handle, so Elisha was given to him. And there was a cross Jesus couldn't carry, but Simon of Cyrene was there to carry it for him. This is the beauty of the body of Christ and why the church is so necessary. Christianity is not a solo project. We can't go it alone. David couldn't do it by himself. Elijah couldn't do it by himself. Even Jesus needed help on that day. And you can't do it by yourself. Some days we are given the honor of being Simon of Cyrene and helping a brother or sister carry their cross when it has become too much for them. Other days, we are the one in need of a Simon of Cyrene. Whether we are helping or being helped, it's all the grace of God. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, on this day, on this the 28th day of our Lenten journey, send us a Simon of Cyrene whenever we reach our limit, and help us to be a Simon of Cyrene to those faltering around us. Amen. What an amazing devotion for today, and I hope you learned about Simon of Cyrene if you hadn't heard of him before. It's really what our calling as followers of Jesus are to be, cross bearers, both for our Lord and for everyone else. And how often? Always. Look for my video announcement today, and until then, have a blessed, holy Saturday, and perhaps I will see you tomorrow at church. God bless.